Navigating the dynamics between parents and their grown-up children can be both rewarding and challenging. While the bond between parent and child is profound, it's important to recognize that a strong relationship isn't guaranteed as they transition into adulthood. On today's episode, we're unpacking strategies, insights, and personal anecdotes on how to foster and sustain a positive connection with your adult children. And I have my adult child in studio to help us through it. How to maintain a healthy relationship with your adult children. Here we go. Welcome back, everybody. It is another episode of Candidly with Coffee. And as promised, episode 498 is co-hosted by none other than my daughter, Alyssa Morris.
Hello.
Hello, Alyssa Morris.
Finally, you got me back in here.
Yeah. This is the first time you're in Studio B. What do you think of the studio as compared to our previous locations?
Very profesh.
Profesh. Mm-hmm. You approve then?
Yeah, I do. It's nice.
Thank you. Because you're picky.
Yeah.
And then if you didn't like it, you would be very honest about it.
Yeah, of course.
Just like you didn't like the energy drink, but you do like this one.
This one is better. I like this one better.
Okay, Goat Fuel, the Tropical Berry. Cheers. Thanks for co-hosting. Mm-hmm. I'm not supposed to drink at the same time. All right, you guys, you heard what this is about. But before we get into that, we're going to do all of the normal housekeeping stuff that we do here on Candidly with Coffee. By the way, Mike will be back. I know you guys miss him, but we gave him a little bit of a day off and he loves that. But so, Alyssa Morris, you are an Aries and your birthday's coming up.
Yes, I am. I'm an Aries. I'm on the cusp, though.
Oh, you're right at the cusp. An Aries and a Taurus?
No. Aries and a Pisces. It starts, the last day of Pisces is on the 20th, and Aries starts on the 21st.
Oh, interesting. I wouldn't think you are Pisces at all. You do not...
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about Pisces.
Yeah. They're dreamers. I don't know. They're just heading in the cloud.
You don't think I'm a dreamer?
Not in the way of a Pisces. You're more structured and strategic person. Pisces, or the wind takes them.
Yeah. I don't know if that has to do with horoscopes, though, or just my personality that I get from you.
Yeah. Nature nurtured thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. But do you want to share, what are your birthday plans?
Oh, so many. Tomorrow I'm going out to downtown, just go bar hopping. And then Sunday I might get my hair done. And Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday going out to dinner. And then
Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday?
Or Wednesday. Going out to dinner. And then the weekend after, I'm going skiing in Tahoe. And then the weekend after that, it's not really birthday plans, but I have my half marathon.
Yeah.
And then somehow we have to work in a dinner with us, too.
And I was going to say, all those plans, I am not a part of a single one of those plans.
Yeah, we got to work it in.
I am chopped liver here. Maybe that's why. Maybe I need to listen to episode 498 of Candidly with Coffee so that I can learn how to maintain a healthy relationship.
What? What do you mean?
Because I'm ousted.
Ousted?
I have a question. What was your favorite birthday growing up? Like your favorite birthday party? Because you always wanted, whereas Tyler, I could get away with not doing something. What was your favorite one? Because we did a few cool ones.
I think it was going to the Legally Blonde musical.
I knew you were
going to
say that.
Because you got the limo too.
Yeah.
You got the limo. And it was for my ninth birthday, I think.
It was your ninth.
And we went and saw the Legally Blonde musical. Yeah. And I'm sure none of my friends knew what Legally Blonde was.
I know, but you loved it.
But I did. And it was amazing.
Yeah, I can pick. I even remember because even the adults that went, we all dressed up. Like we all dressed up. I remember pictures. I remember even what I wore. I wore like this purple and black dress with a belt. And yeah, we had the limo pick us up and then we went to eat and good times.
Yeah, I know. I can't believe it was like it's ingrained in my memory as one of my favorites. And like a lot of them have faded away. But that's why I've always loved doing things rather than receiving a gift.
Yeah.
I've always liked experiences more because it lasts longer.
Yeah, like I remember I asked you what you wanted for your 18th birthday and you were out of town and you just wanted me to fly out to be where you were, Vegas. Yeah. So, and you're right though, because I don't think, would you remember what I got you for your 18th birthday? Yeah. But you remember that we went to Vegas, we went to dinner and the whole nine.
Yeah.
That's good. So your love language is definitely not mine. No. Mine is, we all know, all the listeners know that mine is receiving gifts.
Yeah.
You like gifts, but though.
It is a gift. It's just in a different way.
Yeah. No, it is. That's true. That is very true. All right. So we are moving on to the hot coffee topic. The hot coffee topic is a Love is Blind related.
Yes.
And it is Sarah Ann and that whole. So if you haven't watched Love is Blind, then I'm sorry. You might want to skip to the next chapter of this episode. But Sarah Ann and that whole situation with Jeremy. What do you think of that? Do you think that she is a girl's girl, or do you think she was justified in doing that given they were on the show?
No, absolutely not. She said in the reunion, I think she tried to put the blame on the other girls. Oh, I don't speak to any of the women because they left me out of the group chat, but it's your actions that have led to that.
Yeah. So let me give you guys a little bit of a recap. So in Love is Blind, Jeremy, who is a total nerd in my opinion, he picked another girl named Laura, and he was supposed to get married. They move in together. They're supposed to get married in a short period of time. And shortly after they left the pods and they were, you know, in their living situation, he met up with another girl he had a connection with from the pods, and he was out with her all night long.
Till 5 in the morning.
Yeah. They definitely did not just talk till 5 in the morning.
No. And even if they did, which is what they said they did, even if they did, that's still not okay.
No, it's totally wrong. He was engaged to another woman. He chose to do this experience and said, I want to marry you. And Sarah Ann, who knew Laura, they all lived in the house together, right? As they were exploring these connections. That's where the question is. The question is that right that she did that because she did have a connection with him? So she was just seeing if there was anything there, or totally wrong because she knows Laura and he picked Laura.
It's also the message that she sent too about how if the door is still open,
I'm willing to explore
a connection together when she knew that they were engaged.
Yeah. So
she's pushing the boundaries.
Yeah. That's my opinion. It's because what happened is when she knew he was out of the pods, she sent him a DM on Instagram opening the door saying, hey, you know, I'm still open to exploring, knowing that he's literally living with Laura. I don't know. Not okay in my book. And she ruined her whole experience. Now she's got a bad reputation. She's not part of the Love is Blind. Like, they're not going to embrace her into that Love is Blind, like, family that they all, because they all hang out and stuff.
Yeah. And I think she's just not taking accountability. Even, like, post-reunion, her TikToks and, giving Chelsea hate and...
Yeah, somebody gave this girl horrible advice because she needed a crisis PR firm after that season and before the reunion to try to get back on some of America's side, but she did not do that clearly. And I think, I don't know, she's just one of those girls that you got to be careful, a sniper from the side. Girls, you have to be careful. You can't trust very many of them, if you get that gut feeling. All right, you guys, moving on to Hold My Coffee. So I got a DM, and the DM was from someone who, and actually the DM, which I'm not going to share their name because I don't like to put DMs on blast. I keep those private. And I don't think this person was being a troll, but it just opened up my thought process too. I get a lot of trolls that make this comment, and which she DM'd me, how old are you? Because I'm 37 and I try not to wear ripped jeans or crop tops because of my age.
What?
But should I not care? That's what she asked. She could have been making a passive aggressive comment.
I don't think she was.
Or she could literally be saying, hey, if you can do it, if you're older than me, then I can do it too. Should I care? What do you think?
I don't think, as for how it was intended, I truly don't think. I think she was genuinely asking.
Yeah.
Who
yeah, because I said, I answered and I just said, I'm 48, girl, wear the crop top. You're a decade younger than me. But that made me think. I get a lot of those comments, and trolls will say like, how old are you? Isn't that, you're too old to be wearing that, whatever. But do you have an issue with how I dress?
No, I love it. That means I can take all your clothes because you wear the same style as me.
I know, but is that not a good thing that I can, my 20, soon to be 23 year old daughter can wear all my clothes?
Who cares? I mean, the most of the stuff you buy is from like Skims and.
Yeah. Speaking of which, there's been this hanger empty, like up in my sweatshirts. And I thought to myself, what's missing there? I know there's something missing. And then it dawned on me that my pink, my cherry blossom pink, beautiful Skims hoodie is missing. And I thought, maybe I have it in the laundry. And so a few cycles of laundry I've done. And then I'm like, wait a minute. It never appeared. It's been missing.
It's not a few cycles of laundry. I had it not even a week ago. I got it on Sunday. I wanted to wash it for you. And it was just washed. So
was it washed well? Yes. Is it still pink?
Yes, it is still pink.
It's not pinkish gray.
No, it's pink.
Now, I don't actually mind. What's my rule? Can you recall my rule for you borrowing my clothes?
As long as it has no tag on it.
That's correct. As long as it has no tag. If it has it potentially could be worn, but you have to ask with me first.
Oh.
You know this. And then my shoes, I have no shoes currently that are off limits.
I didn't know that. And so I was asking to borrow your brown shoes and I didn't because you didn't answer me.
Yeah, I was recording, but the brown Dunks. Yeah, I don't have any shoes that are off limits currently.
Okay. Good to know.
But you have to return them in a timely fashion. Yeah. That's all. That is all. Okay, we're moving on. We are moving on to Comment Corner. And Charlotte CH, or I'm sorry, Charlotte H 9990. I really
get your reading glasses out.
I cannot see. She says, "Oh my goodness, I can't wait for your princess to come on the podcast again."
Oh God, you know that? Oh my God, I just stumbled upon a video of when Tyler.
That's the best video ever. The best video ever. We got to play it at your wedding.
Yeah, it was Easter morning.
Are you a little princess?
No.
Are you a princess? Right?
There was multiple videos. Oh, but okay. The one I'm thinking of was like, it was Easter and like the Easter bunny came. He had written me a little card and was like, "What's that, Alyssa? Tyler wrote you a card." And he read it to me and was like, "Dear Princess Alyssa, I love you with a million hearts. Love, Tyler."
It's so incredible to think that was Tyler.
Yeah, I know. And everyone called me Princess Alyssa. So that's the persona that
Yes. It was the little princess. Everyone called you Princess Alyssa. Tyler, though, but the funniest video is he's holding your hand and he goes, "Are you a princess?" "Yes, you are a princess. He probably wants to shoot himself. Yeah. That exists now. Oh my goodness. It's hilarious. Okay. The next one comes to us from Sandra Ross, 906. "I'm so happy I found you guys. I'm learning so much. Thank you, Sandra. And we are happy you found us as well." And next up, we've got Kathy Meadows, 9584. "When I was a teenager, I so wanted Vans but couldn't afford them. When I turned 50, I thought about getting them and saw this 74-year-old lady train with Joan wearing them. And if she can do it, I can do it." She's referring to dressing for your age and all of that, like who cares kind of thing. I agree, Kathy. Rock the Vans. I will be rocking the ripped jeans and the crop tops and all that stuff for as long as I can.
Why not?
Okay. This next question, you might be able to shed some of your knowledge on. Angela HM says, "Hi, Janine. I have a question for the podcast. I wasn't sure how to even ask this, so I will explain it the best I can. I have been weight training for 3 years now. I just finally started seeing better results in the last year when I went into the gym versus home workouts. I've been on a mini bulk at 1,610 calories. I would like to do a cut before summer because I have some upper arm back fat I'd like to lose, but I'm already a size zero. I'm scared I'm going to just wither away. I don't really want to get any smaller. Apparently, when I get leaner, I have a pretty small frame. Do you have any advice? I still have this layer of fat over everything, which I don't want because I've worked hard to build muscle. But at the same time, I don't want to get too small. Do I just keep bulking up until I build more muscle? If it helps, I'm 5'4 and 127 pounds.
You can keep bulking, but if you want to have a change, which can, if you hit a plateau, that can sometimes help with progress, is adding a little bit of change to what you're currently doing, is you can, she can do a lean bulk.
That's where, what I was going to say, yeah.
Where she tries, you have to find your maintenance calories where you don't, you're not necessarily losing any weight. It's going to obviously fluctuate, but with the goal of trying to maintain where you're at, but still gain muscle, just in a, it'll take a longer period of time to gain that muscle.
Mm-hmm. It'll take a longer period of time, and, or she could do a slight cut. So do a slight cut. So you're at a little bit of a deficit with, keep your protein high. And then she will, cause she wants to shed that. She wants to lose that layer, and you're not going to lose the layer unless you do a cut.
Yeah.
You can maybe, you'll, and so like on your point though, if you're okay with, you're just going to keep getting a little bigger for now, you're not going to see the layer go away while you're doing any kind of bulk, whether it's lean bulk, full bulk, mini bulk, you're not going to look leaner until you do some sort of a cut to get rid of the layer. Now, if you have a layer, then you have size to lose.
It's
and you won't be frail and wither away as long as you're eating enough protein and you're still doing the weight training. You will, but you might get, you might get smaller. And depending on how your body sheds fat, everybody sheds fat differently. So you have to really decide. I think what the thing is, you have to really decide what you want. Because a lot of times, and and in this question, it's the same. People will, they'll say they want two different things in the same thing.
Yeah.
So I want to build more muscle, but I want to shed body fat. But I want to get, small, but I don't want to get too small. It's pick a lane and decide what you want to do. And then the answer is easy on how to do that. Right now, I'm okay with the body fat I have. I just want to focus on building muscle. Then, then keep doing what you're doing. Or Alyssa said, maybe drop it a little bit. So you're doing a lean bulk so you don't put on more body fat. So you keep your body fat kind of the same while putting on more muscle.
Yeah. Because she may have that layer of fat, but if your muscles are bigger, it's still going to show. Like your muscles will show more, which will essentially make you look leaner, even if you still have that layer of fat around it. Mm-hmm. Like my arms, they're bigger than how I was when I went to Bali.
Yeah.
But you can still see my muscle, my definition, because I have bigger muscles.
Yeah.
You know?
Now, coincidentally, I don't know what your body composition is because I'm not sure, but you're 5'4", 127 pounds. We have very similar, stats. That's where I'm 5'3 and a half and I'm about 125 or so. I would say it just depends, I guess. Mm-hmm. It depends on what you really, what is your real goal? You could do a mini cut to shed some body fat, see where you're at, and then go into a lean bulk. But you remember this. Focus on one thing at a time. Pick your goal and then decide your plan of action based on that goal and be okay with it. You know what I mean? Because if your goal is to put on muscle, be okay with the fact that you're going to feel bigger while you do that. Yeah. Even if it is muscle. When you have a lot of muscle, you feel bigger even with the muscle because the body fat's still going to lay on top of it and your arms are going to get bigger. You still have the layer of body fat on top of the bigger muscle.
Yeah.
So it's a psychological thing too. Be okay with that. Make your decision, go for it for a period of time, and then you could switch your goal, change it up. But just the only thing I just recommend is that you really decide what it is that you want to do instead of trying to do three different things at one time.
Yeah.
Hopefully that helps. I don't know. I don't know if I just talked in a bunch of circles, but I think you could go many different ways you're at a really good spot, honestly. So you could do whatever it is that you want at this point for a short period of time and move on to the next thing. All right. That brings us to how to maintain a healthy relationship with your adult children. So you know what I was thinking about this? I think sometimes as a parent, we think that the things that we do with our kids, when I say kids, by the way, in this, for the most part, I'm talking about my adult children, because that's all that I have right now. But when we think that we have to do big things, like we have to do big things to create memories and a legacy. But when my mom died, I realized it's the littlest things are the most meaningful to me. The littlest things. So I think that as a parent, right off the bat, I think that I have a lot of moms who listen. So I think this good advice for you to, it's not about the big vacations and the grand gestures. It's the little things. It's the, they sit on the edge of your bed. Like when you come out and you sit at the end of my bed and tell me your stories, or when you come home from work and you have all of your things, it's those little things that are going to be the big things someday. Yeah. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I think that right off the bat, that's one of my tips. It's remember that the little things are the things that are going to matter the most. And I also can tell you this, having lost my mom, a lot of the things I do change. My perspective is changes because everything I do, I think of this is going to be something that they remember.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Whereas I'll be completely honest, I didn't have those thoughts really beforehand. And my mom did though, because she lost her mom. She was pretty young. My grandmother died at 59 years old, and my mom's really close to her. And I always remember her telling me, and I think maybe that's why she was able to foster such a good relationship with us as adults, because she knew already. She had the knowledge to know what it's like to lose your mom, because she would always say things like that. Oh, you don't know when I'm gone, you're going to remember this, or things like that. And I think it's because she knew, because she had to deal. I think she was in her 30s when her mom died.
Yeah, I mean, I do agree. I think it is the little things. And even comes down to things that you've always done, though. Like,
here we go.
Like you giving me Valentine's Day gift every year. And the Easter Bunny, I know it's going to come in a couple weeks.
I think so. It's funny because when I give you your Valentine, you always go, oh my God, you got me a Valentine? As if you're shocked. Like, how many years has it been since I've been giving you Valentine?
I don't know. What if one day it's going to stop?
No, I can't stop. The Santa still comes. The Easter Bunny comes. Valentine's. And you know what? I got that directly from my mom, because she, up until her death, literally gave me earrings or a Starbucks card or anything for every occasion. And every time I would see her too, she would roll up like a $10 bill or something. She goes, for McDonald's. It's like those things. And you know what? She never did. She wasn't one that liked to do a lot of things. Like, she never went to the gym. She wasn't very active. She would never get on a ride at an amusement park. She wasn't the type that would roll around in the dirt with the park with us. That wasn't her thing. But it doesn't matter. It's her little things what meant the most. Like, we didn't take vacations together and all that stuff, but it's the little things really did make the most difference. So that's something to definitely remember. But after she passed, I did start to think about our relationship. Why was it good? And what could have been better? I do wish we had spent more time together doing something, because she never wanted to do anything. She was like very in her comfort zone, and I am very much like her.
Yeah, I'm like,
I know. At least I'm self-aware.
Yeah.
I am self-aware. I am very much like that. But hey, we went to get our nails done today.
Yeah, we did.
See, you will remember, oh, I used to get my nails done with my mom. You know what I'm saying? But now let's talk about truly, though. Some of the things that, and a lot of these things, my mom did very well. And it's now that I'm reading through some of the things that are important, it makes me realize, okay, that's why our relationship was so good. So the first thing is, what you can do with your adult child is cut the apron strings. meaning you have to respect their independence. You have to respect that they are an adult now and they're going to make their own decisions, their own mistakes. They have their own goals and values, and you have to respect their choices. Even if they're different than what you would do, just support them in their choices. And even if you think it's a big mistake, I think you got to just let them do what they're going
to
do.
Yeah. I think it, even if you don't agree with it, you have to let us like handle it. And like, that's how we learn ultimately. Yeah. Is whether it's a good decision or a bad decision, we're going to learn from it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll give you an example. I think I'm pretty good at this, but like Tyler, when he got his first car, he went and bought his first car, and we were looking at cars and he liked this one. I was like, I think you should get dark interior. And he said, no, Mom, I like this one. And that was it. I said, okay, if this is what you like, let's go with it. What did Tyler tell you when you recently went to go get your first car?
Don't get light interior. Don't do it.
So you have to, it is okay to shed some knowledge in a just chill way, but you can't enforce it. You can't get upset if they don't take your advice. It is fun to be able to say, I told you. But so I did that with them. I truly knew that he should definitely get dark interior. But I was like, okay, whatever, as long as you're happy. But I do feel that this is important. Do you think that I do okay on this?
Yeah, I think.
And be very honest as we go through these things. It's okay. So how do you feel in terms of my ability to respect your independence?
Oh, I feel great.
Feel great? No, but do I do this?
Yeah, I think you do. With obviously, you're a paranoid person as am I, and you're like, if you see me out in the middle of the ocean, you're going to panic.
Yeah, I do. I am I'm nervous, but it's obviously I don't stop you from doing anything, but I do. I like her to share her location. And one time she was doing, I don't know, they were going to go ATV riding or I don't know what they were going to do, something adventurous, because her and her boyfriend always do adventure things, which make me stressed.
And I was going to the beach.
Oh, it was the beach?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, you were going to like surf or skimboard or something. Whatever. You were going to do something inside the ocean water. And I decided to go, oh, I wonder what she's doing. So I checked her location rather than bothering her to text her. And she, the phone was showed it was in the middle of the ocean. It literally showed that it was in the middle of the ocean. So of course I panicked. That was one time. Another time, you were at like ATV riding or whatever, and I checked the location and it showed she was at a hospital. Yeah. I lost my shit. I had a heart attack. Tyler, I kept screaming for Tyler. He goes, what? I was like, Alyssa's in the hospital. She didn't answer her phone. Her location was showing a hospital. Finally, I called your boyfriend because you weren't answering your phone. And you got on the phone and you're like, oh, yeah, I think there's a hospital nearby.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyways.
But I think I feel like you've always done a good job at that, though. For me, at least, because I feel like I've always been in a mature person. I never really got into like trouble, really bad trouble.
Yeah, I think I gave Tyler freedom too, to his detriment, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe I could have been on him a little more because he was a good kid too. But I'm saying I could have been on him more with his grades and this and that so that we didn't have to find out the 11th hour if he was graduating or not. But I was always a little kind of lenient when you guys were younger as well, but protective at the same time for safety.
Yeah.
My thing was always don't get arrested and don't get injured or killed. Everything else we could deal with. Just don't break the law and don't die. Everything else I'm good. Like I can handle. Okay. The next one is listen actively. Take the time to listen to your adult children without judgment and show interest in their feelings and experiences. Actively listen to them. Would you agree with that one?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like we, over the course of the last few years, ever since I was adult, we've transitioned into a mom and daughter relationship. Obviously, we still have that, but until we're like friends now.
Yeah. It's nice to have, because I was never really like the type of mom to be like, I want to be your friend and let's have your friends over to have drinks and stuff like that. Like, I wasn't really like that. So it's nice. It's nice. I enjoy adult children, because I'll be completely honest, although I did all of the frilly things and whatever, but I was not the playful mom.
No.
That's their dad. Their dad was the roll around and let's play and do all these crazy things. And Alyssa even shared with me recently that I was talking about, remember when I used to detangle your hair like on a Friday night? She goes, yeah, but to be honest, I didn't like when you did it. I like when dad did it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a little impatient.
You're a little rough.
But the next one, communicate openly and honestly. So good communication, safe space where you can create a safe space where they can express themselves and be honest and transparent. And yeah, I think you can tell me kind of anything.
Yeah.
You get nervous to talk to me about certain things.
I did when I was growing up. I think that's natural because you're a little scary.
Yeah. And I don't know why that is. Why am I scary?
It's just your energy. I don't know. I honestly don't know how to describe it. I'm still scared of you a little bit.
Really?
But I just don't know how to explain.
I don't know what that is, but I do. It's something that I put off because I get that a lot.
Yeah. But what was the question again?
Do I communicate openly and honestly with your kids?
Yeah.
I do. I think.
Yeah, I think. And it's important to... It goes along with the previous one, but to hold off your judgment, even if you are having it, so that the child feels safe to come to you.
Yeah. Yeah. I make it and I also have always tried to, something I try to do is put myself in your shoes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I try to literally think, okay, maybe today, right now, this is not what I would do, but if I was your age, in your situation, yeah, that's what I would want to do. I try to think from that perspective a lot. I don't know. Set boundaries is another one. Respect boundaries. Allow your adult children to set their own boundaries as well. Clarify expectations and discuss potential areas of conflict.
Yeah, it's tricky because I feel like you're just a natural mom. I feel like you're good. Even if you're good at setting, the boundaries that I set for myself, you always respected.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, I want to get to the things that I'm bad at. I want you to really, because I'm not trying to toot my own horn and this stuff at all, but I have felt like I have boundaries, and I think you guys have, and I think that your boundaries I respect. Like, even like you live at my home with your boyfriend. I respect your guys' boundaries and privacy.
Yeah.
Very rare will I even knock on your door. I never would open your door. I just shove mail into the door. And sometimes I don't see you guys for days. It's like the abyss. But yeah, so I don't have a problem with boundaries. I'm not all up in your business. And I just feel like I'm open to whatever you want to share with me, but I'm not super, I don't ask a lot of, I'm not nosy about your business either. I enjoy you sharing, but I always just figure if you don't share, it's because you don't want me to know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but there's not really much I don't share with you, honestly.
What would you say? Do you have any advice for other parents out there in terms of what they could do to respect the boundaries of their adult children? Do you have friends where their parents don't respect their boundaries? And what's like an example of that?
Parents can be overbearing. And even like when they're adults, there's someone that I know where her and her boyfriend have been together for 5 years. But when he would come over to the house, he had to sleep on the couch or had to sleep in another room.
Mm-hmm.
But she's 26 years old.
Yeah, I don't understand. Sometimes I feel like people create rules because they just want to feel powerful.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never been one for unnecessary rules. It's the funniest thing because it's the same way I coach. It's the same way I eat. No unnecessary rules. Come on. What's the point of like the weird rules? Or while you're living in my roof, you got to be home by a certain time. If you're an adult, the stance that I took with you and Tyler was once you became adults, I was going to treat you like adults. And there was no curfews, there was no rules, but I trusted the job that we did with you guys growing up, that even though you don't have to share your location, but you do, because it makes me not stress.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I think when you get to that point, you shouldn't have to ask for your parents. Even if you, like, I live with you still, mm-hmm. I shouldn't have to ask if I can go somewhere. I'm just going to tell you.
That makes sense. So do you feel like your dad, like you had to ask him, or he gave you the same freedom?
I don't know, because I think he did. It was so long ago since I've lived with him.
Yeah, because the interesting thing is I took the same stance because we're divorced. So we've been divorced since you were, I took the same stance with that in the co-parenting relationship. So I was very respectful of always checking with your dad. If you got any major decisions or anything that happened or whatever, I always checked with him. But the minute that you guys turned 18, I did not. I no longer communicated things or whatever. And I know, because even Tyler, who's a little protective, is a little dad-like, by the way, my oldest son, old soul, 26, almost 27, but he's like 57. But he would even get weird with you, like if you were going to do something.
Yeah.
Like during COVID, you were of age, and when I let you leave the house, and actually when you met your boyfriend, he was so upset, and he was like, I can't believe you let her leave. Did you tell dad? And I was like, no, I'm not gonna, she's an adult.
Honestly, I was more scared for Hi to meet Tyler, actually, out of both of you guys.
I'm not surprised. Tyler keeps me in line. And what I mean by that, it's not that he tells me what to do or whatever, but there are certain things that I won't do or say or whatever because of Tyler, or where, or because he is the one that I'm afraid of. Not Mike, not anybody else, but because I know he's going to get upset. Like even when we considered for a short period of time joining that reality show, doing that reality show.
Yeah.
And when Tyler found out about it, he was upset. He like shook his head and stormed off into his room. And I'm like, geez, I'm glad we're not doing it. But like you would have had to deal with that. But he was like upset.
I know. He's very particular about things.
Yeah. He's very, it's like conservative. Like, whose kid are you?
I know. But going back to what we were talking about.
Yeah.
I feel like when you're a child, when you're strict with your child during that age below 18, it's overly strict and like a helicopter parent.
Mm-hmm.
They're just going to find ways to defy you and keep secrets from you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to carry on into adulthood, because my helicopter parents can't change at the drop of a dime.
No, you're right.
It's going to continue into adulthood. And what that creates in adulthood is they're not going to have a relationship with you, or the relationship will be strained in some way.
Surface level. It becomes very surface level, just telling them what they want to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree completely. And the funny thing is, I feel like the parents, and this is good advice for you guys who have young kids still at home, loosen up the reins a little bit, because the tighter you hold on, the harder they're going to want to flee. And let me tell you this, even if you think you know, and you think the tighter you hold on, the more secrets they're keeping, the more crazy shit they're doing.
Yeah. Think about when you were younger.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure you did crazy things.
My parents were strict. My mom wasn't so strict at all, actually, but my dad was so strict. And yes, I did all the things, all the crazy things.
Yeah. You're going to find a way. Kids are going to do stupid things. And no matter what, if honestly, I feel like if you have stricter parents, you want to defy them more.
Like anything that what you can't do, you want to do. It's you guys. It was boring for you guys, because I never really was tight on curfews and bedtimes and all of that stuff. It was like no big deal. You know what I mean? Like you weren't like, yes, I'm this age, I'm going to stay out all night. It was like, it was anticlimactic.
Yeah.
Because I just was never big on unnecessary rules. I know it depends on the child, because if you have getting into a lot of trouble and things like that, but maybe they're getting into trouble because they're rebelling for some other reason. There's always some deep-rooted reason. Another thing is respect their life choices.
Yeah.
Even if you don't agree with it. And this, I agree, I believe this in all aspects, whether they are, whether they choose a different religion, whether they choose a same-sex partner, whether they, whatever it is, whether they want to shave their head or get tattoos, you cannot control that.
Yeah.
You have to trust the child that you raised, and now you got to let them off into the world to figure things out on their own.
And I think that came to a head for me when I was in college, when I was in college mm-hmm. and I was in school for nursing, and I did not want to be a nurse. And I realized that right happened to be right around the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And I stuck with it for a year, almost mm-hmm. a year. Mm-hmm. And I was so nervous to tell you guys that I was going to drop out of college, because mm-hmm. I didn't want that you guys to be disappointed.
Were you more nervous to tell me or
dad?
Who did you tell first?
You.
And how was my, I don't even remember now, how was my reaction?
Honestly, I blacked out. I was going through a mental breakdown. Mm-hmm. I was like, I think you were receptive to mm-hmm. it from what I remember.
Yeah.
And I also had a plan. I couldn't just say I'm dropping out of college.
I loved that. That was what I loved.
I had a plan, and I had started doing my personal training certification.
I remember
certification
now. Yep.
For like months. I was almost done. I was pretty much taking the test yeah, by the time I told you.
Were.
And so, it was coming to the end of the semester.
Yeah.
And I think you're pretty receptive
yeah,
to it.
Yeah, because I remember it's the same way that I just believe in everything. My thought process is, do not bring me a problem, bring me a solution.
Yeah.
So it's basically what you did. You're like, look, the problem is I don't want to do this anymore. But I already did this. I'm about ready to take my test. And that was what happened. And I was for it. You know what I mean? I was a college dropout myself. I never finished school. So not that I'm encouraging it, but again, I don't think that there's any benefit to forcing your kids to go to college when they don't want to go to college. They're just going to waste your money, waste yeah. their time. Again, they have to figure it out on their own. I feel like parents try to drive their, you know what the problem is? My personal belief is, do not try to live your dreams through your kids. They are not an extension of you. They're a product of you, but they are their own individual people. They are going to have their own hopes and dreams and aspirations. And I think a lot of times parents try to get their kids to do all the things they wish that they could do or wish they did.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Celebrate their success. Oh, no. Stay connected. I like this one. Find ways to stay connected with adult children. Regular phone calls, shared activities. I purposely go to your Orange Theory classes because mm-hmm. I feel like, okay, that's a cool time. Sometimes my schedule, we were just like ships passing in the night. But I feel like if I at least go to your classes, it's like a fun banter we can have during your class. And it's a bit of quality time. So I like to do that.
Yeah, it is. I like having you in my classes.
Yeah.
Because I always find a way to tease you a little bit.
I know. You do it. You're hard on me.
At this point, everyone knows, all the regulars know that you're my mom.
Yeah. That I'm sure. Because you're always hard on me. I cannot let up. You are like Hawkeyes yeah. on me. And I'm a little aloof sometimes in class. I'm not going to lie.
So aloof. No. A little? Mom.
What do you mean?
Mom, come on.
You mean this? Yeah, I can, because I forget to pay attention.
Yeah, you forget to pay attention.
But I do feel, my question to you is this. When you move, will it be difficult to stay connected? Sometimes I get a little worried because right now it is hard sometimes besides Orange Theory and like when you have something to download to me and you come into my office, stuff like that, it's hard to get you on the phone or anything like that. But when you move away, do you think you're going to answer my phone calls?
I think I'm going to be the one calling you all the time. But here's the thing. You don't like talking on the phone for so long. Like literally as soon as I'm done talking, like anything else. Okay, bye.
Because you only call me when you need something.
No, not true. In Bali.
Oh, maybe. But no, when you're on vacation, you always FaceTime me. So it'll be like that.
Yeah, I usually FaceTime.
Yeah. So when you move away, do you think that we will talk on the phone more often? Have it almost like every when you're driving to work kind of thing. Okay,
yeah,
I'm going to call my mom.
Probably every day.
I was just wondering. And when you, as an adult, when do you think you will need me the most again?
Like for specific
things? Just in
things?
General, yeah. Like what do you think you're going to need me for?
I don't know. Do you have an idea? Your guess?
Yeah, like when my mom was my lifeline when I had babies.
Oh, probably. Yeah.
She was like the baby whisperer. I didn't trust anybody except my mom.
Yeah, of course. Or when I have a dog or...
Yeah, probably. You need a dog sitter. Yeah, so I think it's important to stay connected with your kids, but do not give them guilt trips for living their lives and not having time for you. I think that I try to be good about not giving you guilt. You're not really receptive. You do not like to have guilt put on you at all. Even the tiniest little guilt, you get upset.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, now you're making me feel guilty. But do I do that very often?
No.
I try not to. I really do. But I think it's important. I do feel like it's important to, especially as your kids get older, to prioritize quality time. I believe it's my job to keep the relationship going. I don't know if that's a correct belief. It's not in my notes here. I think it's the parent's job to foster the relationship with the child. I feel like oftentimes parents will send their kids off into the world and then it's almost like they wait to play the martyr and like, how many days has it been since they called me? Or they're too busy figuring out all of the things they're doing wrong instead of just being really grateful when you are communicating.
Agree. And I think this is a little unrelated, but when, let's say I have kids, I think that then it's my job to make sure that you have a good relationship with the grandkids.
Yeah. I do feel that it has to be important to you. It has to be important to you for your kids to have a relationship with me. And then you'll make an effort to do that. I know that my brother does a very good job. He made it a point. He had kids late in life and you guys all had a relationship with your grandparents, but he was worried that his kids wouldn't. And he makes it a point. I want them. He took them to see my parents all the time and all of that. So that was really important to him. And he made that happen. I think that's important. But I personally will definitely foster a relationship with my grandparents. I want to be a really hands-on grandparent. Now, geographically, I don't know how that's going to work out, but hopefully it does.
I think you'll be hands-on, but you'll still respect the boundaries.
Oh, yeah.
I have a strong opinion on this, that you should not parent your grandchildren.
I 100,000% agree. I don't want to parent. I want the joy of being a grandparent.
That's how it should be.
The joy of being a grandparent and not the parent. I'm also like, that's again, it's about respecting your child and who they marry. And if they are marrying someone who's in a different culture or different, and they have different practices, they're not going to do everything exactly the way you did it. You know what I mean? Again, I think all the same thing applies. Like I'll give advice if it's asked. I will not get offended if my advice is not taken. I will help if you ask me. I will respond to things you tell me. I won't be nosy about. I think it's all relative. It's like we're creating the foundation when they're kids, then when early adults, and that same foundation applies when they're adults. I don't think it's the grandparents' place to come in and pass all these judgments and things like that.
Yeah. And I think overall, like you as a parent have to be willing to take a step back and let the child come to you for advice.
100%. Just like I feel about fucking social media. Do not give unsolicited advice. It's a very simple thing. I do not give. I don't think I have ever said, hey, Alyssa, can I give you some advice? Have I ever said that to you?
No.
I only, unless asked, and I lead by example in my life. Like there's nothing worse than unsolicited advice. If somebody wants it, they will ask for it.
Exactly.
Especially you.
Yeah, especially me, because I will not be receptive to it.
You will stone face, shut down immediately, and that's it. Like I am such, I know your barriers and your limits, like, and what is, oh, that's too far. When I hear other people, I usually don't have that. I don't get there with you. But if I'm in the room, for a conversation, other people are saying things, I'm like, they just pushed it a little too far.
Like, what? Right, no.
It's just if you and Tyler get into it and like he says something that you don't agree with, you guys going back and forth. If it goes one comment too much, like, you will shut down.
Yeah. And then I'll leave.
Yeah.
I mean, he does the same thing, though.
Yeah. What, you guys get that from your dad. That is not for me. That is not for me. I feel like he's done it. He's started doing it in his older years. I don't think he did it when he was younger. You've always done it. You do it less now than he does, actually.
Yeah. I feel like I've learned to, you know, speak my thoughts.
You found your voice.
Yeah, I found my voice.
Yeah. You found your voice, which is very good, because instead of shutting down, you communicate.
Yeah,
better.
And sometimes I do shut down, but then I can learn how to regroup and then fire back.
Yeah. You know, a few episodes back, we talked about ADHD. And after that episode, I seriously think that you could potentially have ADHD. I'm not a doctor, but have you thought about potentially exploring that?
Yeah, I think I am. I am trying to convince Hyde to do it with me too.
Hyde's her boyfriend, by the way.
Because I think he 100% has it. And he thinks he does too. I'm trying to convince him to do it with me so we can go through the process together. But it's funny because when you guys talked about it, you came to me like, oh, I think you have ADHD. I'm like, I know.
And I was surprised that you said that. I didn't realize that you were like exploring the fact that you might have ADHD. But in doing the research for that episode, I was like, holy shit. I think that this whole time we're thinking it's tantrums and anxiety. And it's really, those were the end result of the cause, which the cause is ADHD, which is an actual structural thing in the brain. It's your body, your brain just operates differently. It's not some sort, it's not an emotion. People think ADHD, oh, it's like an emotion. No, it's an actual, like, a structural change in the brain.
Yeah. Yeah. I think when I started working full time is when I really noticed it. Cause I'll have jumped from one thing to the next. And if I don't have a to-do list and having things to check it off, I'll start a bunch of things and then not finish it.
You have open tabs in your brain.
Yeah.
So that'll be interesting. You'll have to circle back if you end up doing that and figuring out if you have it or whatever. I'm curious as to what that process is like to determine if you have it. And then, I don't know, just hearing about it.
Yeah. And I think for a lot of women, it goes unnoticed because women tend to internalize it more.
Yeah, that's exactly what I talked about in the episode. Did you end up watching or listening to my episode?
I listened to it. I think I need to talk to Alyssa when I get home.
You're like, oh my gosh. All right, so what do you think I could improve on in fostering a good or improving our relationship as you get older, as you move out or whatever? What's your advice to me and other parents, but me specifically?
I think we talked about it earlier, just continuing to reach out and talk like we always do. But
what do you think I could get better at?
I think you're perfect.
Oh, I did not pay her to say that, you guys. And no, I'm not. That's not true.
I really do think it is, though.
You do?
I don't know. Anything?
I don't know. I don't want to feel like, you know what? That's going to make me feel like I'm a fucking narcissist. That's what I've been saying lately. I don't know. Am I the best mom? No, I don't feel like I am the best mom. I'm good at being the mother to adults. I think I could have been more playful and get in the weeds and the dirt a little bit when you guys were younger.
Yeah. I would say that. Yeah. I remember being scared to, you know, introduce you to my friends.
Yeah. Remember when you told me, Mom, please don't say the F word when my friends are in the car.
Yeah.
So things like that. I think also.
But that has to do with when I was a kid,
though. Yeah. No, yeah. So it's not pertaining to the adult stuff, but I could say my, I just want to be a little self-deprecating here so people don't think, oh, okay, I'm saying I'm the perfect mom. No, I think I'm really good at being the mom to adult kids. I think I made mistakes, obviously, when you guys were young. And my biggest regrets are probably just because the time in which the divorce happened, those 3 years, like, did I falter in my parenting? Yeah. That's when I would say I could have been better because I was a little bit selfish during those 3 years.
But I think
the first 3 years after my divorce, like my, me dating and being a little wild child for a little bit. Luckily, I had a Robert who was your dad who was, so I only had you 50% of the time. Yeah. But man, I wilded it out when I didn't have you guys though.
But the thing is, maybe I was just naive.
Yeah.
And young, I was very young.
Yeah.
So I didn't know about your wild years.
Yeah, I know, but I guess
you were tame when I was at the house.
Yeah, I didn't do it in front of you guys, but I always had, let me tell you though, I think it's because I have, when I would have the wild times, like go party in Vegas and do all of those wild things, the come down from that, like when I would come home, I had the absolute worst mom guilt. I felt like, really? I literally would tell myself, like on the plane home, like I'm such a fucking loser mom. Yeah. Cause I would be hungover and just feel like shit. And obviously I didn't have, you guys were with your dad at the time, but I just, yeah, I did not feel good about it. And I just still, ugh, I just, yeah.
I never felt that way.
Oh, that's good to know. That's good to know. Cause yeah, that was probably.
I never thought you were a loser mom. I you know, as I grew up, I learned that you and dad are very different. And so like I would ask dad to do the friends parties and go to the acro events.
Yeah.
And the parent gatherings.
Yeah. He loved that shit.
Yeah. And then I would leave you be because that wasn't your thing. And honestly, I would tense up if you were ever at one of those. I still tense up. Like I was scared.
When you had your friends over?
No.
Oh.
What's funny about that, off topic, but I was at my friend's house and they were asking me like, so when we come over, do you want us to say, or do your parents want us like to say hello and give them a handshake or anything? I'm like, no. Please do not do that. Please.
But don't make it seem, don't give them eye contact.
No, because they're like, oh, I just don't know because they seem like they want to be like, to themselves, but I don't want to be disrespectful. I'm like, oh, my mom doesn't care at all. She's a very chill person.
I'm not like, they didn't even say hello in my home. Yeah. Like, hello, Mrs. Escobar. Yeah, no, please do not do that. Yeah. Just do your thing. Cause she's having friends over cause it's her birthday, but she had friends over a few weekends ago or whatever. I'm like, nope. It's I don't need to meet 12 million people just for the purpose of.
Yeah. The hoopla.
Yeah.
No hoopla.
I don't like small talk. We know this.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But anyways, getting back to what I was saying, I was very nervous to introduce High's parents to you. More specifically, Mike. Because Mike is a little.
Yeah.
He can be off topic.
Yeah, off topic for sure.
But I was nervous for you to meet them just because you are a little intimidating.
Yeah, so it's so weird. But how do you think that went when it did?
I think it went well. Yeah. Tyler's good. Tyler's great.
Thank God. Tyler is necessary.
Yeah.
Tyler is necessary. But again, I am also, I don't know what it is about me, you guys, but I'm not the type of, oh, hey, let's make sure we have another dinner party with High's parents or whatever. I'm like, no, I did the necessary. I think they're great people. I'll see them at the wedding. See them when you guys have kids. See them.
Do you think it's like social anxiety or is it just?
It is. But you know what? It is. It's social anxiety, but it's gotten better.
Yeah. And I think
my social anxiety has gotten better. And I honestly attribute it to that I don't drink alcohol. I think alcohol was contributing to just my social anxiety.
Really?
Instead of doing the opposite, it was contributing.
When you would drink it, it would make you feel anxious?
No. I would feel like I needed to drink.
Oh.
And then when I wouldn't drink, when I'm not drinking, I feel extremely anxiety. So I'm like, oh my God, I need a drink to get through this. But now I don't need that at all. Like I meet new people. Now I'm producing podcasts. I meet new people all the time. I'm like totally fine.
Yeah.
So it would probably be even better now. I think it was like a self-inflicted condition of, oh, I'm an introvert. I'm social anxiety. No, I think I'm not those things. But I still at my core, I am just a loner a little bit. Like, yeah. I'm good being like alone, just watching my shows, hanging with my dogs.
Me too.
But you're the same way. So exactly. I don't see you surrounded by friends all the time. And like, you have a social battery like I do. Like, you can do those things, but you're not going to do those things back to back to back.
Yeah. And that goes back to our previous episode.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. What previous episode?
The one we did.
We talked about?
Yes.
What did we talk about?
Extrovert versus introvert.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I forgot. You know how many episodes I have done?
You need some.
Since that.
God, you need reading glasses. You need your memory pills.
Do you guys hear this?
How long are we? Oh, my God.
It's an hour. All right, you guys. Like I said, I was not trying to toot my own horn, but Alyssa tooted my horn for me. And I appreciate that. I think that, yeah, I'm not worried at all. I think that we are going to have a really close relationship. And
yeah, I feel like you're like my best friend. So,
oh, that's the sweetest. That's the nicest thing. But yeah, so I love that. I love that. And if I had to pick, I'm happy with the way things just worked out. Maybe I wasn't the roll around in the hey, mom, but I'm happy with.
And I think the important thing was that it wasn't forced either. It just happened naturally. And part of that is because we share similar interests, and you are a very into social media and like in touch with this generation.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And I think it is funny. And I think it is interesting what you pointed out, that now that you're older, you can clearly see why dad and I aren't together.
Yes.
Because it's never something that I explain to you guys or whatever. I figured they'll figure it out someday. It would be very obvious.
It's so obvious.
I honestly
it's not
think
like you guys are both great people.
Yeah.
It does not work at all.
Yeah. I mean, I say that all the time.
I don't know how you were together for 14 years, married for 14 years.
I know. And the funny thing is, I honestly think that sometimes the thought of us together, you'd be like, oh,
no,
no, because we're literally different people. We're so different. It's because we were too young. We were just too young.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that you guys can see that is very apparent, because then it's like that answers the question. I think that the thought of us together would probably make you guys feel even, oh, no, that wouldn't work.
Yeah, I know.
All right, you guys. Well, thank you so much for tuning in to another episode. Thank you, Alyssa, for joining. But Alyssa's not going anywhere, because we're staying on the after show for a little bit longer. So if you guys are members of Patreon, head over to the after show, because we are not going to stop the conversation just yet. But thank you guys so much for tuning in. And we will see you on the next episode.